Saturday, May 6, 2017. Good morning, everybody. How are you? I know it's a special edition of the Daily Dave. Saturday edition. Oh, wow. So, how was your 4th? May the 4th be with you. Hope you had a good one. It was a lot of fun watching all that Star Wars stuff. And I guess because we're in between Star Wars movies. That was a long time saying that. And it's pretty cool. I just hope they don't overdo it. But that's my 2 cents on Star Wars. Let's see, what else? What have we got going on? Oh man, so much has happened in the public sector that it's just crazy. The airlines. First we had that United Airlines incident where they dragged that doctor off the airplane. And then now, more recently, that was United. Delta Airlines kicked that family off the plane because he bought a seat in the name of a son who went a little earlier and went home a little earlier on a different flight, but now had the seat paid for, lock, stock, barrel, and they put their little baby in a carrier and they put him on that seat. Well, it seems that they wanted the seat for, they did not overbook. That's the one thing they said. They did not overbook the flight. They had people flying on standby, and they wanted to put somebody on that standby seat. Well, Dad said, no, it's already paid for. Why do I have to give it up? And the video, if you've seen the video, you see somebody come saying the most erroneous things. One, that it's a federal crime, you will go to jail, and your children will end up in foster care. Okay, one, it might not be a federal crime, that's fine, but you as an individual, even doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, you don't have the right to say or make the decision of they will go to jail and the children will get put in foster care. It doesn't fly. It doesn't fly the friendly skies. You know, again, and I see where this problem is coming from, and it's coming from the frontline staff. It's coming from the people right at the front lines, and I understand. They've got to make that split-second decision, but the problem with that split-second decision is they're not making informed decisions. They're not making the right decisions. They're not doing the right thing. And what I mean by that is that they're using a tiny, 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 minuscule amount of power that they're given at that moment. And they let it go to their heads. And they just start dictating. They don't start leading. They don't start managing. They dictate that tiny, tiny little bit of power. And that's where the trouble begins. That's where the trouble stays. And that's where it festers. And that's where it grows into this huge PR problem. You know, the family's going to get a nice compensation. Delta's already said that. And my concern is that's great, that's fine and dandy. But what about everybody else that gets treated like crap because of those frontline staff? They let that minuscule amount of power go to their head. What then? What about them? Who's addressing their issues? And I'm talking about, not the customer, I'm talking about that frontline staff who's making it difficult for everybody else, including the company, shareholders, stakeholders, anybody that wants to fly the friendly skies. They're not so friendly because they don't begin friendly at the gate. And that is where the issue is. So, again, addressing those frontline staff, training that frontline staff, taking care of the frontline staff, that's where it happens. That's where it happens. So, again, what do we do? So, let me know what you think. Love to hear from you. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon.